Oh, excuse me for a minute while I step inside the control room. Ah, that's better. Now, please be patient a few more seconds while we pay the bills.
Do you have a shutdown coming up? If you're in charge of Rotograte, Riley's, or CE boilers that need to be repaired or inspected, call Seneca Steel Erectors at 1-800-853-8225. With over 20 years of experience, we get the job done, and we get it done quickly. Again, that number is 1-800-853-8225. Seneca Steel Erectors, your boiler repair specialist.
This is NIP Impressions for the week of the 25th of January, 2016. The title, When Capital Projects Fail. The old joke is this. If you look at a paper machine or pulp mill that is 10 or more years old and add up all the incremental capital projects that have been done on this asset, the claimed cumulative return on investment would suggest the mill should be operating for free. Obviously, this is not true, so what went wrong? The first place to look for errors is in the design basis. What is a design basis? If this is your question, the first problem is you do not know what a design basis is and why it is necessary. The first document one leading a project should produce is a design basis. This is a narrative, largely text with few numbers, which describes the intent of the project. It is a story about how a certain asset operates today, what is desired to be changed about that asset, and the subsequent way the asset will operate upon completion of the project. While the design basis has a primary author, it should have many, many contributors. In fact, anyone in the company who will have the opportunity to make a judgment call when the project is completed should be solicited for input into the design basis. Creating a design basis is painful and slow. It is extremely important, for if you don't get the design basis correct, you stand little chance of having a successful project.
And now let's pause a moment for this message.
If safety, saving time and money during inspections, repairs, and projects is important to you, it's time to take your project to new heights. Propellerheads Aerial Photography is a veteran-owned company with 12 years of award-winning experience and expertise in the cutting-edge field of drone photography and videography. We provide superior solutions for your mill's needs. Let Propellerheads do your dangerous high work and visual inspections by getting a close-up, bird's-eye view of all those hard-to-reach places. Our service saves your mill money by cutting down on costly downtime and extra man hours. Call us today at 229-548-0020 or visit our website at www.propheadsphoto.com. That's PROPHEADSPHOTO.com. Propellerheads Aerial Photography, delivering amazing results at a fraction of the time and cost.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, the conclusion of this week's column.
Once the design basis is hammered out and all the parties agree to its contents, objectives, and goals, it is not to be put on the shelf. It is to be a dog-eared document referenced often throughout the capital project process. It is your roadmap. If you experience rocky traveling in your excursion through your capital project, it is because either A, your roadmap is faulty, or B, you never bothered to make a roadmap to start with. Failure takes many forms. The budget was too low, the schedule was wrong, training was poor, markets were not as predicted, and on and on and on. However, I've never seen a project fail badly if it had a good design basis. So when people come to me wringing their hands about the project, I drag them back to the beginning and ask about the effort invested in and the nature of their design basis. Nearly all failed projects start here. What are some of the failures you have seen? Please keep the guilty anonymous, but please take our quiz online and tell us about them this week. Of course, your safety plan is part of your design basis. Start there and build from a viewpoint of safety, and you'll be off to a great start. Be safe, and we will talk next week.
NIP Impressions is written by Jim Thompson, usually voiced by Jim Thompson, and is copyright 2016, Paparitalo Publications, Duluth, Georgia, USA. All rights reserved.